As the Australian Olympic team is welcomed back by the Prime Minister and hundreds of adoring family and fans, our Paralympic team is warming up in Cardiff in Wales. The Paralympics begin in 15 days and there'll be more than 4,000 athletes from 162 nations taking part. Like the Olympics, the Australian team is aiming for a top five finish and swimmer Matt Cowdery is one of our gold medal hopes. 4 years ago in Beijing, he won 5 gold and 3 silver medals. That's 8 medals from 8 events. I spoke with a 23-year-old swimmer earlier this morning.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Matt, you're there in Cardiff. The Australian team is arriving over the coming days. This is your third Olympic Games. How are your final preparations going?
Great so far, thank you. It's been great to have the swimmers all together for the first time, probably earlier than ever before, to be here in Cardiff. It's a great little town and we're definitely enjoying that as well. But great for us in terms of team building to get everyone together this early, and we're really enjoying it.
You had an amazing Games in Beijing, Matt. 5 gold medals, 3 silver medals, 8 medals out of 8 events. How high are you aiming in London?
It's very, very hard to try and put expectations on swimming here, particularly in terms of Paralympic sport. The way it develops, it's happened so quickly, and for us, I guess there's so many factors that we can't control. Obviously, the competitors that are here, the classifications change constantly, and it really is very hard to keep up with where we sit in the world, just given the number of international competitions we have. So, although it sounds very cliche, really all I'm trying to do is to get out there and swim as fast as I possibly can at every opportunity, and I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to do that here in London.
And swim fast you do. You were born with a congenital amputation to your lower left arm, yet you swim amazingly fast, the 50 metres in 25 seconds. Most able-bodied swimmers can't do that. What makes you so fast? Is it just hard work in the pool?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm uniquely gifted or anything like that in terms of what I was given from God. I'm only just 6 foot tall and not exactly the biggest guy going around, but I definitely do work hard. That's one thing that I pride myself on is my work ethic in the pool and also outside of the pool. And it's about swimming smart for me. I guess not having the arm, I really try and concentrate on things that I can do well, underwater kick, for instance, and is one of my big strong points and something that keeps me competitive and keeps me driven to compete against the able-bodied guys as well. Back in Australia, the chance to swim short course nationals where the underwater work is more important given the 25-metre pool. So I swim to my strengths and really try and do those things well.
Is that a regular part of your swimming career, swimming against able-bodied swimmers as well?
I definitely think it helps. It means that I've got a different motivation outside of Paralympic swimming as well, which is obviously the biggest one for me, and the pinnacle is to come to the Paralympics every 4 years. But to have that opportunity, it's one of the reasons that I really got involved with swimming in the first place was growing up in Adelaide. We obviously weren't the strongest swimming state in South Australia, so I was able to keep up at able-bodied nationals and win medals at states, and that opportunity to push myself against them was probably one of the reasons that I got so excited and hooked on swimming.
It must have been obviously very difficult for you initially and even now. And as most of us try and imagine how you swim so quickly with one full arm, how much assistance in your stroke do you get from your amputated left arm?
It definitely is very important in terms of balancing the water to have that other arm still going. Kieran Perkins, actually, I think, made a statement when I was swimming at the Commonwealth Games in 2006 that I was one of the biggest compliments I've ever had from another swimmer was the fact that I look like an able-bodied swimmer in the water, which is something that's very important to my stroke, is to try and keep things as balanced as possible. It definitely does help. I know it's obviously not all that powerful, but it definitely does help in terms of balance in the water.
And you're swimming 8 events again, which must take an incredible toll on your body. It's a very heavy load. But over what distances, Matt? What's your strength? What's your favourite race?
Yeah, it definitely is a big program for me this time around. I'm a little bit luckier, so obviously swimming the 8 events in Beijing as well, but I've dropped out the 400 freestyle, which is nice. So I've cut out nearly 600 metres of race, and if you count the heat in the final, which I'm very happy about, replacing that with 100 breaststrokes. So most strokes, the 50 freestyle through to the 100 freestyle, 100 of all the form strokes, and 200 IM is the furthest that I go. Obviously the thing that we pride ourselves on in the Australian Paralympics swim team is our relay team, so looking forward to getting out and being competitive in those as well.
And Matt, you've told us you just want to do your best, you just want to swim your best time, but if you can managed to pinch 3 gold medals at this game. You'll eclipse the record of Tim Sullivan. He's a runner and he's got a haul of 10 gold. You become Australia's most successful Paralympian. Is that a record you're striving for somewhere there in your brain?
Well, I'd definitely like to do it. There's no reason that I'd say that I definitely wouldn't. But look, it's an opportunity that I've got, and that's something that I'm appreciative of, that I've been able to get to the point where I have the opportunity to become Australia's greatest Paralympian, and that's something that definitely isn't to be sneezed at, and something that I wouldn't have thought possible when I first got involved in this sport. And I really did have a dream run in Beijing, and it was something that I guess you can never take away is that week. But look, we're here trying to replicate that and do as best I can, and I definitely know that I'll be putting my best foot forward.
You certainly can't take that away. You're only 23. You started swimming at a very young age, and you started succeeding at an Olympic level at a very young age too. Would you expect that you've got another games in you after this? I know it's putting the cart before the horse this time around. But does your disability to some extent limit, do you think, your longevity in the pool?
I don't think it limits longevity in terms of injury or anything like that, but there's just so many areas of my life that I'm looking forward to getting stuck into this time around as well. I guess I'm nearly finished my law degree at the University of Adelaide, and I've had some great opportunities over the last couple of years to start an internship at the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade in Canberra. So I'm looking forward to hopefully opening up my life a little bit, but I'm definitely not ruling Rio out. I'd definitely like to be there in Glasgow in 2 years' time, and I guess we'll evaluate after that whether I keep going or move my life in other directions. But at the moment, I'm just focused on London and seeing that I can try and get the best out of myself in the coming couple of weeks.
And in terms of life beyond London, as you say, you're studying law, you're doing a double degree, law journalism, I think. Are you doing that? It's hard to imagine our other Olympic stars doing that at the same time as training for the Olympics. Is part of the reason you're doing that because funding and sponsorship doesn't come so easily to our Paralympians?
No, it definitely doesn't. That's completely correct. But I guess I'm very lucky and probably a little bit more fortunate than most of our Paralympic guys. I was lucky enough to sign with Uncle Toby's a couple of weeks ago, and very proud and pleased to be able to say that, knowing that the guys that have gone through Uncle Toby's in terms of the swimming community in the last 10 to 20 years, it's a great opportunity for me and one that I'm very privileged to have. And but definitely for all our Paralympic guys, and myself included, we don't earn enough to keep ourselves in the sport for any sort of a long time at all. So every dollar helps, but it's come a long way even since I've been involved from Athens, where we were paying for the camps before the games, to now being fully funded for most of the trips that we go on. So it definitely has come a long way, and we do appreciate the support of the government and all of the APC's corporate partners as well.
And Matt, we're all getting ready to tune in and watch you swim and watch our athletes compete. What about, is it going to be like the previous games with China making some fantastic results in the pool? Is that the same in terms of the Paralympics? Is China a force?
They definitely are. I think Beijing was their coming out party. They are very very different in terms of their culture, obviously, and where they come from. And particularly in Paralympic swimming, we don't see too much of them. They didn't come to the World Championships 2 years ago, so we haven't seen too much from them for the last 4 years almost between games. So I'm sure they'll be out and in force and swimming very, very quick when it comes around. But a lot of countries have taken a lot of steps forward in Paralympic sport, particularly those from the European continent and the Americas as well. There's a lot of money going into Paralympic sport throughout Europe, and particularly here in England as well, and we look for a strong showing from the English in the pool, that's for sure.
All right, well, we hope they don't catch you, Matt. Good luck.
Thank you very much. We'll be out there doing our best.
I know you will, and good luck to all the team. Matt Cowdery, thanks so much for joining us on Breakfast.
No worries. Appreciate it, Frank.
Australian Paralympian Matt Cowdery, he'll be going for gold in London.